Okay, to start with, what's your name?
My name is John Palmer.
Okay, and what village are you from on St. Isabel
originally? I come from Titiro village. It's on the coastal area of Maringe district.
Right, and how old were you when you left there? I mean, how old
were
you?
Oh, I was born in Honiara, but then I lived most of my childhood in at home,
right.
Titiro, yeah.
And then you, what, left there when you were?
I left there when I passed to a secondary school, yeah.
And where did you go to secondary school?
Kinjo 6 school.
In
Honiara.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But I always go back home during holidays, you know. Yeah.
And after King George?
After King George, I went to Unitec at PNG.
Right.
Yeah, to do my tertiary education.
And then went back to the Solomons?
Went back to the Solomons. Went home for the holiday, came back and straight to work.
Right,
in
Honiara,
yes.
Right, okay. And then after that, here to Vila.
Yes.
So did you live for any long period of time back in Maringe after you went off to PNG or just to the zoo?
No, only on holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead if you can just to read those words as we discussed.
Yes. I had a few words in front of me here, which in my language. One is Haru, Haru, Haru. The other one is Fnera, Fnera, Fnera. Blau, Blau, Blau. Maku, Maku, Maku. Kara, Kara, Kara. Blau, sorry, Brahu, Brahu, Brahu. Doglo, Doglo, Doglo. Bio, Bio, Bio. Dia, Dia, Dia. Tei, Tei, Tei. Naharu, Naharu, Naharu. Nafnera, Nafnera, Nafnera. Nablau, Nablau, Nablau. Famaku, Famaku, Famaku. Fakara, Fakara, Fakara. Fabrahu, Fabrahu, Fabrahu. Fadoglo, Fadoglo, Fadoglo. Fabio, Fabio, Fabio. Fadia, Fadia, Fadia. Fatei, Fatei, Fatei.
Okay, great. Before you go on, is a word like, for example, Famaku or Fabrahu, are they one word or two? Is Famaku one word or two?
It depends. It depends on the sentence you are saying. Sometimes, like for example, Fabrahu, mm-hmm. It can be two separate words if the sentence you are saying means something else. But generally, it comes as a one word.
Okay, can you give me an example of what kind of sentence it would be two words in?
Okay. Can't think of any at the moment. Well, if I comes back home and somebody who was a caretaker intentionally allows something to be stolen, I would say that manye fa fa ba fa blau fa blau ni ko lo no glepo ya gore, meaning this guy just allow somebody to stole your stuff. So in that sense, it can be sort of a dust in the middle, or a gap, like a two sentence.
Two words, yeah. Yes. So what about, how would you, would it be when it was only one word?
Okay, when it's on one word. Something not intentional. So if I say that how would I say? On the same example, if somebody didn't intentionally to allow somebody to come and rob the house or steal the house or something like that, you would say that I was at home, but somehow I was sleeping and somebody came in and steal the thing. Like, so I would say, oh, yaran ke anu kuka sugai no fanenga mi fa blok lo mare no glepo yawe. So meaning it's one sentence.
So I let them steal, yes, it by being asleep. I didn't, yes, mean to, but yes, yeah, I see. Yes. Okay, that's very interesting. Thank, yes, you. All right, now let's move on. The next thing I want to do, maybe the first thing we'll do is we'll do this. We'll read. Yes. If you can read those, thanks.
Tongna. Tongna. Oh, do I have,
yeah,
to?
Go ahead, that's right. Yeah, thanks.
Tongna. Like, it depends. Like this one, they're saying Balu Tongna, meaning it's a pigeon bed from the sea.
Yeah.
So Tongna is just sea.
But that's just, you can say that word by itself, can you? Tongna?
Yes,
you can say,
yes,
that
by itself.
Yes. Okay, just you just need to read the words that I've highlighted. That's okay. Fine, thanks.
Bibili, bibili, bibili. Glengaha, glengaha, glengaha. Kikipa, kikipa, kikipa. Kekeroa, kekeroa, kekeroa. Kokoro, kokoro, kokoro. Kukudu, kukudu, kukudu. Naiga, naiga, naiga. Nakrudu, nakrudu, nakrudu. Nahaji, nahaji, nahaji. Nauro, sorry, naroga, naroga, naroga. Peoko, peoko, peoko. Pichoucho, pichoucho, pichoucho. Sikapu, sikapu, sikapu. Sirikiti, sirikiti, sirikiti. Sivoro, sivoro, sivoro. Bakiha, bakiha, bakiha. Ngau, graurapa, graurapu, sorry, graurapu, graurapu, graurapu. Graurau, graurau, graurau. Pohata, pohata, pohata. Vilihei, vilihei, vilihei. Babao, babao, babao. Chau, 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 chau. Okay, the next word is grarai, grarai, grarai. Gloglomo, gloglomo, gloglomo. Gremoho, gremoho, gremoho. Naula, naula, naula. Totomno, totomno, totomno. Bakala, bakala, bakala. Fea ferai, fea ferai, fea ferai. Negano, negano, negano. Bakosero, bakosero, bakosero. Bairo, bairo, bairo. Can stop for a while. Gauga, gauga, gauga. Gogoto, gogoto, gogoto. Jujuala, 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 Makoto, 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 Mamini, 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 Mumusiana, 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 Nabai, 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 Naboku, 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 Nafaro, 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 Naiga, 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 Nakloklopa, Nakloklopa, Naplesu, 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 Natati, 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 Nalawal, Nau, Laula, Nal, Nal, oh, sorry, I think I will pass that one.
Okay.
Pipitu, 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 Popoto, 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 Sasala, 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 Seseki, 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 Sobuma, 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 Soributa, Soributa. Actually, this Soributa, Soributa is this, is two words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sori is the name of the fish,
oh,
and Buta means wide eye.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Alright.
Susufli, 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 Nakifi, Nakifi, sorry, Takifi, 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 Greeny, 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 KKP, 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 Kudaru, 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 Mongno, 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 can you stop for a while? Yeah. Tautapo, 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 Totoru, 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 Bobolongo, 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 Kakaho, 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 Nakusi, 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 Nakude, 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 Nasihe, 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 Kaisei, 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 Namno, 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 Tolufului, 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 Namnosalei, 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 Fitusalei, 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 Nanasalei, Nanasalei, Nevasalei, Nevasalei, Famno, 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 Kulano, 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 Nasava, 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 Totoli, 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 Elehe, 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 Naurihei, 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 Nauriha, 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 Nautilo, 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 Tifero, 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 Teitifero, Teitifero, Tifei, 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 Guinei, 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 Tifanau, 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 Guinau, 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 Guna, 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 Kodou, 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 Namota, namota, namota. Sa'au, sa'au, sa'au. Solau, solou, solou. Sosora, sosora, sosora. Thamna, thamna, thamna. Vahra, vahra, vahra. I think that's about all.
So you say that in the Cheka Hollow, you mean...
This is a really Cheka Hollow.
So what, as opposed to what? What's your, what do you speak then?
Come let me just see...
Well, but I mean in terms of what place? You say okay. Cheka Hollow, what do you mean by Cheka Hollow?
When I mean Cheka Hollow, the people in the bush villages, they are still practicing a real Cheka Hollow language. Whereas us in the coastal, we are sort of mixed young generation and all that. We, we modify the language to make it easier. So, you know, I can see some words there that are real Cheka Hollow, which I may not be familiar with.
Right.
Yeah.
But when somebody from one of the Cheka Hollow, where these areas they speak Cheka Hollow up in the bush,
yes.
If they come down and they come to maybe your village, you can talk to each other, you understand
yes,
each other.
Yes, sure,
no
sure.
We, just some words.
We can understand each other, or sometimes if somebody comes from the bush and they say a few things, and I'm from the coastal and I say something, they will laugh at me because I'm not pronouncing it correctly, or I'm not saying the word correctly. But we can understand each other easily.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So some people have said that the whole language is called Cheka Hollow. But do you think, is that right? Or some people say it's the Maringe language, or what do you think?
Yeah. I think Maringe language is more popular than Cheka Hollow. It reflects the same language. But I think most Isabelis, we call it the Maringe language.
What about on the Hograno side? Because I think some people over there speak
language. Yes, people from Hograno, they also speak Maringe language, but we just say Maringe language and they would understand what language we speak.
Are there any like differences where in some parts, in some villages, they might be have some slight differences in the way they speak Maringe language to other areas?
Yes, I think the sound makes a lot of difference from one village to another. Not maybe another village next door might say sound, the way they sound the sentence and all that might be different from the real Maringe language. Like people from Popohio, they use a different, slightly different language, Maringe language too, but they sound it differently. And also people from Barra might say a little bit different. And Gurena, especially Gurena, or if you listen to the conversation, it's very funny the way they sound words, but it means the same word to Maringe language. But the sound might totally different from the real Maringe.
So in places like, what was the last place you mentioned?
Gurena.
Gurena?
Yes.
And where's Gurena?
Gurena is just above my village.
Oh, okay.
But it's somewhere up in the bush.
But is that like, if you met somebody from Gurena and you talked to them, you would understand each other?
Oh yes, I will understand them, but it's just the how they pronounce or the way they sound their sentence is a bit different.
And what about on the Hograno side? Are there some differences in the way they talk?
In most, generally, they sound very similar to Maringe where we speak it.
Right.
But then they also have some sound differences too.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And in Popohio, if somebody you meet somebody from Popohio, you can talk to each other. Or there's some different difficulties.
Yes, there are some difficulties and there are some difference in words too.
Right.
Yes. Mm. Okay. It's like a pidgin in the Solomons and pidgin in the Vanuatu. There are slight different pidgin words there.
Right.
Yeah, but most other pidgin words are similar, but except one or two, three few, they are different.
Okay. Right. So, but sometimes it's maybe a bit difficult to understand somebody from Papahel.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And they might find it a bit hard to talk to you if you just, to understand you if you just spoke in the same way you do.
No, we can listen to each other and understand each other, but we cannot actually pronounce it the way they do it.
Yeah, yes. I see. Okay.
Yes.
All right, listen, now I've got one more thing I want to do, which is I want to ask you a couple more, it'll take just a few minutes. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to get you to say, well, I'll start with some things like parts of the body, okay? So like, for example, leg.
Yeah.
So I say, all right, so what's the word for leg? And you tell me three times like we did before, what's the word for leg?
Yeah. Good. Gahe, gahe, gahe.
Okay. Now, how would I say my leg?
Gahe gunye, gahe gunye, gahe gunye. Or you can say it gahe guyara, gahe guyara, gahe guyara.
Okay. Can you just say gahe gu?
Gahe gunye.
Can you just say gahe gu, or do you have to say gahe gunye?
Gahe gunye, gahe gunye, yes. I mean, I don't know, but you can join them or you can split it.
Okay. No, all right. Yeah. So, okay. So that's how we'll do it. We'll keep going like that. Okay. So, what about your leg?
Gahe muyago. Gahe muyago. Yeah, so it's gahe mu. That's one word, and yago is you.
Okay. So never mind the. Okay, just to sort of leave off the you or the me, or just say. Gahemu.
Yes. So that means gahemu, gahemu, gahemu. Yes.
Okay. What about his leg?
Gahenya, gahenya, gahenya.
What about leg blomifela?
Gahemi, gahemi, gahemi.
What about leg bloyumi?
Gaheda, gaheda, gaheda. But then you have these other words to come with it, like gaheda tahati, gahe migehati, and all this.
And what do those other words mean?
Together, meaning together, blomifala or something
right.
like that.
Right, but that's they're separate words, yeah?
Yes, not that's
okay.
right.
Okay. What about legbloyufala?
Leglo. Gahemi. Gahemi, gahemi, but then you add on gotilo.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Gotilo meaning
you
ifala.
Okay.
Yes.
What about their leg?
Gahedi, 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 and then you add gahedi mare. So that means their leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now there was a word I think that you mentioned before when you were reading that was naula, which means I think like
fishing line.
Oh, is it fishing line?
Yes, it is a fishing line.
It also means
neck veins.
Right. Okay.
In the body.
So how would I say my vein?
Naula guyara. Yeah.
Okay.
Naula guyara. That means my vein.
Okay. So
but naula is a separate word, then gu is like to put the two sentences together.
Right.
So yara means me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So naula is one word.
Yes.
And then gu is a separate word.
Yes, yara.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure. Maybe I think the gu goes with the yara. It can be form one word with the yara. Gu, yara. Naula is separate, definitely it's separate. It's one word, but guyara, I think it is more appropriate to join it with yara, yeah.
Awesome.
Naula guyara,
yeah. Okay. Okay. What about his vein?
Naula muyago. So, meaning mu. Joining the two words together, yago is you.
Right, okay. Okay, so let's go ahead with that then and say each one three times.
Yeah.
Okay, what about his fine.
Naula Nyamana. Naula Nyamana. Naula Nyamana.
Okay. What about
Naula Dimare, Naula Dimare, Naula Dimare. Say, for example, you cannot say that in other sentences except when they are jointly pulling a tug of war or something.
Oh,
and
I
you
see.
Could say, oh, all the events coming out, you can see them. So
right.
You can say that one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what about my neck?
My neck, Baba Guyara, Baba Guyara, Baba Guyara.
What about his neck?
Baba Muyago, Baba Muyago, but Muyago, it depends. It doesn't really matter whether it's a lady or a girl. Like in English, you say his or her, but
yeah.
In us, we just say Muyago. Depends on who is in front of you, just, yeah. Or depending who, maybe you are referring to the same guy, you are conversing about somebody else, maybe both of you know a girl or a boy,
yeah.
Say Muyago or something like that.
Right. But that's when you talk to them, you say your neck, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. Okay. What about blood, the word for blood?
Dadara.
Okay. What about... say that three times.
Dadara, dadara, dadara.
Okay, what about my blood?
Dadara guyara, dadara guyara, dadara guyara.
Okay. What about... the word for beard.
Beard. Oh, can you stop? Gremoho, gremoho, gremoho.
Okay, what about my beard?
Gremoho guyara, gremoho guyara.
Okay. What about, do you know what the word for wrist is?
Wrist. Oh, can you stop?
What about joint then?
Yeah, biobingo, biobingo, biobingo.
Okay. What about my joint?
Biobingo guyara. Biobingo guyara. Biobingo guyara.
Okay. What about the word for brain? Do you know?
Brain. Oh, can you?
The word for brain then?
Kokorongosa. Kokorongosa. Kokorongosa.
Okay, my brain?
Kokorongosa guyara. Kokorongosa guyara.
Okay. And what about the word for, I think, kidney? It's one of the words you read out before. Is it chow?
Yes, I read it out there, chow chow. Chow chow, chow chow.
Okay, what about my kidney?
Chow chow guyara. Chow chow guyara. But mind you, all these other words, like I yara at the end, because it's like you are saying my leg, incomplete. But in short, we could say, chow chagu, chow chagu. Like is it? Oh, chow chagu. I mean, like if it's my kidney is pain, I would say, oh, my kidney is pain. I would say, chow chagu yarna kabru. Like meaning, oh, my chow chow is kabru. I don't really have to say yara.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah? Chow chagu or kokorongasagu hem soa something. Same. You just kokorongasagu. Yeah. When you actually say it, but in a complete form, like you are asking me to do it, I would say that completely.
And
but in a sentence form, I would say just short. Yeah.
Okay. So in the sentence form, and is it in the sentence form when it's short? Is it? Do you still have? Is the gu still separate word?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you would still say, kokorongosa gu.
Yeah.
And that's still two words, or is it one word?
Oh, yeah. I think it's more or less like one word. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So say it how you would say it then, without the yada or anything. Just how would you say my joint without the yada?
What did you say?
Wasn't it
biobinagu? Yeah. Biobinagu, biobinagu.
And my brain.
Kokorongasagu, kokorongasagu, kokorongasagu.
And my kidney?
Chauchagu, chauchagu, chauchagu.
Okay. Word for to hit a person with a stick or something.
Yeah. Okay, na age aknu nigo yara. Aknu nigo. In a long form,
in the short form,
niveau, yeah. In a short form, is na aknu nigo.
Okay, so say hit me,
yeah.
Just that.
Aknu wau yara. If somebody was reporting somebody kill him, say oh, aknu wau. Aknu wau. Aknu gami is for all of you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go through those one by one.
Okay.
What about with hit me?
Yeah. Aknu wau. Aknu wau. Aknu wau.
Hit him.
Aknu nigo, aknu nigo, aknu nigo.
What about hit Yumi?
Aknu gami, aknu gami, aknu gami.
And hit me, fella? I think that was hit me, fella.
Yes, no, this. Yeah, aknu gami, aknu gami. It can be referred as somebody come and hit us, or aknu ifala, meaning also the other one should be aknu gami, yeah.
Okay.
Gami, and the other word was can you stop for a while?
Aknu gami can mean, say that again,
yes.
What you just told me.
Aknu gami can mean two things, like aknu gami gotilo, if you add that last word, it means hate you people. And then if you aknu gami rehati, that last word will refer to hate us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the difference.
And when you say aknu gami, can you, do you have to, is that one word or can you stop in between? Can you say aknu Rami, or do you have to say
Aknu Rami? I think yes, it's a separate word.
Separate word.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on.
And also, if you say Aknu Nigo, meaning just hate one person, like I hate that person. So if I say Aknu Nigo, meaning say, oh, I'm gonna come and kill you. Yeah.
Right. And is that one word or two words?
It's they are separate words.
Aku,
yeah.
Nio.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So with a word like greeny, which is wall of a house,
yeah.
Is that, does that have to be greeny, or can you say something like greeny or something like that?
No, I think generally people will say greeny. Grinni nyasuga, meaning wall of a house.
But you couldn't say gringini?
No,
no.
I'm not familiar with that
okay.
word.
All right.